Previously on Hollow 9.
Welcome to the maiden voyage of Hollow9.com over the airwaves.
This is why...
No, I'm telling you, just turn it up a little bit and that's it, you know?
Featuring your friends from the Big Empty Numero Nino. At the board, we've got Dr. Mike, a.k.a. Co Jones, a.k.a. Cojones.
Why don't you get it right?
Brother Kane.
That's a good point.
If you got the music of Brother Kane going, then just talk right. About Brother Kane.
Fine, let's talk about Brother Kane.
Yo. Who is actually a real doctor. We do have a medical professional in the house in case, you know, if your mind does get too blown by what you hear, we're going to find out about it probably a day or two late. But, you know, at least we can tell you what you could have done and what you can do for next time. This is the clone.
Dave the clone.
The cyclone.
You have a hot chick of the week sighting for us?
Actually.
A little segue into that.
Oh, we need hot chick.
Some hot chick music.
Hot chick of the week.
Yeah, that's all right.
Chick of the week music. Exactly.
It's going to be an interesting insight into Dave here.
It's not uncommon for me to be constantly scoping the hot chicks wherever I see them.
Dave's hot chick of the week.
It's very hard to pick one. It's always very hard to pick one.
What do we got? Asmodeus.
I go in the Toys R Us and I see this box of Legos and there's a pissed off Lego guy. And I'm like, that is the sign of the times. You know, I mean, you know, we're in trouble when even Lego people stop smiling. I could see my role in this whole thing is going to be Mr. Oblivious.
Yeah. Right?
My good buddy Reflex, Jimmy Faceless.
Yo, I boxed the Grim Reaper in absolute zero, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's pretty nasty. He's
Twin Peaks. Fire like, walk with me.
We got Dr. Joe in the corner.
Joe, I love Dr. though. For all those people that are 24 fans, I'm going to fight tooth and nail. We're going to get our segment on here.
Yeah, we'll take a step back.
Dr. Joe, he keeps getting these calls from all these chicks and stuff.
For a guy who's got a girlfriend.
He's got a different, like, program sound for each chick.
He's had an awful lot of phone calls.
I know what you guys are hearing, but to be honest with you, it's my correspondent I got out in the field. Yeah. On the shield.
Well, strap yourself in and get your mind blown.
Oh, I love this track.
Yeah, we about to talk some jive with the BGs. Check it out. I am Dave the Clone. I will be your host for what is the first episode of the Hollow 9 podcast, coming to you live but recorded from Hollow9.com. So Hollow 9, who are we? What are we? I am Dave the Clone, bassist and vocalist for what will be the next mega rock band of all time, Hollow 9. That's the word hollow, the number 9, I-N-H. That's us. Until we change it, I'm sure we'll change it again. Anyway, so what this is I am a multimedia type person. I'm really into this whole iTunes podcasting. I approached my band. I said, hey, you know what? We have a studio and we're all chilling doing nothing. You know, we could chat between songs. We used to do that during jams anyway. And sometimes it was pretty funny. So you'll probably be hearing some of that. And then I have a couple buddies who are also sort of in the entertainment biz. That would be Dr. Joe and my good buddy Reflex, Jimmy Faceless. Reflex is a aspiring hip-hop artist, and my buddy Joe is in the local, I don't remember what number, but he's in a union. He works at the Performing Arts Center in this lovely garden state of New Jersey. So what we've become now is this crew of five guys who just every once in a while, two of us, three of us, four of us will be hanging out, and we're at my spot or we're down at the studio. We have access to this recording gear, so we've been, over the last couple months, experimenting, doing a couple little improvs here and there, and what you're hearing now is the compilation of our efforts thus far, which explains the previously on Hollow 9 intro. After maybe two or three episodes of these that we'll be going forward with brand new, hot off the presses type stuff, but for now, take a minute, get acquainted, find out where we're coming from, where we're going, and come along with us. Email is at davetheclone@gmail.com. That's Dave the Clone, spell clone with a K, at gmail.com. I want to give a special shout out to Podomatic for making this happen. And a special shout out to Mr. Beige for turning me on to Podomatic. You all meet him if you check out Red Fanny. That's another podcast out there. Not exactly like this one, but hey, We're all one big happy Internetica family here. Big shout out to what I hope returns is the Myocum with Sass show. That's the podcast that made me want to podcast. So being that we're all entertainers here, we're probably going to be spending a lot of time talking about movies, music, TV shows, and then just anything else that might come up in the course of, you know, daily life. Without further ado, I give you what is, was, and always will be Hollow9.com. Highlight Session 1.
Any guy here would rather be part of a heist.
Yeah, it's like there's no words even. It's like you could substitute any fantasy in there and it just doesn't happen.
You just want to be running down Main Street with an AK-47. Where's the van? The van was supposed to be here! Where's the fucking van?
Yeah, but there's nothing like fucking going on kicking somebody's ass. He doesn't fucking listen to what you're trying to tell him.
Oh, look at that. There is nothing like that. This chick, she was pretty hot. She's really hot. What was I even saying about her? Why were we even talking about her?
I was talking to this girl the other day, and she said, all guys want is sex. And I go, listen, finish blowing me, and we're going to talk about this later.
I tell you, man, I was on my way home from work. And there was this girl on the light rail. She's not really a girl. She's more of a woman. But she looks weird. Parts of her look good. Like her eyes. If you just looked at her eyes were really pretty. If you just looked at her hair, she had nice hair. But it overall didn't mesh well together.
She had bitty?
I mean, almost didn't look like it meshed well together to the point where I feel like this chick might have been like a man.
What?
That's how weird she looked,
you
dude.
You like those Hermes, huh?
No, I mean, it's frightening.
Hey, bartender, hit me with another.
Yeah, I'm double duty tonight, people.
Calling the barkeep over there.
Dr. Joe.
What'd you guys get, like a gallon of that wine, or what was that?
That's the one I told you, 1.5.
1.5, yeah.
Cesari.
It says 1.5. I'm thinking there's 2 liters over here, because I'm feeling it right now.
Hey, you know, when you're drinking tequila at 12 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah, all sweaty.
It's good.
Well, you had a headache. How's your headache?
This is another reason we have an actual doctor in the house.
I gave him 600 milligrams ibuprofen stat.
Speaking of vampires, something interesting I saw in the news. Thank you, Dr. Joe. This is another reason Dr. Joe is here.
Oh, that governor that's running for governor. The governor. There's a governor running for governor.
This is a vampire.
Dave was cool when the Terminator was running, but when it's a vampire, it's a little crossing the line.
Well, hey, now we know Montana's already a pretty liberal state. Because they did have Jesse the Body as their governor.
Montana?
Isn't it Montana? Where is he the governor?
Jesse the Body? I don't think it's Montana.
Where's
Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Same place, though. Wherever he is, it's the same place.
Hey, I got one on you, man. I messed up.
I'm pretty sure.
Death to you.
Hey, Dave, I wrote down Montana, so I could be wrong.
Hey, Dave, outside of the tri-state area, it all mushes together.
That's pretty much the truth, you know? I mean,
all those red states, they just mush into tomato soup sometimes.
Movie discussion.
I watch these post-apocalyptic movies. Like, I watch Terminator, and I watch The Matrix, and I'm like, dude, that could really happen, okay? I don't think we're too far away from the machines realizing how stupid we are. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we're in the Matrix right now, but, you know.
Yeah, the way things have been going this month.
Yeah.
What happens when we don't need men to fight for us?
We just become the targets.
Yeah, when it's a bunch of robots,
anymore.
They're not going to be afraid to stop, you know what I mean? So what's going to happen? Yeah. Anything could be blown up if they want to. I was a big Halloween fan growing up.
Yeah, no, I loved Halloween. In fact, I loved Scream, which was an homage to Halloween.
I love Scream.
The Scream trilogy, I gotta say.
Oh, man.
In West my Craven. Lifetime.
Wes Craven?
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream. His first Star Wars, which was episode 4 now. Okay?
I saw that at a drive-in movie in New Hampshire. We snuck in a trunk of a car.
Oh. You know, I would have to say, in my lifetime, I know that particular trilogy was probably one of the most, had the most effect on movie making going forward. And I say probably the next one to come along had to be probably The Matrix.
Because it just took
the level of special effects in movies to the next level. Bullet
Definitely.
Time.
Yeah.
Doing that green screen bullet time. And then they went ahead and became the crappiest trilogy of all time by putting out that piece of garbage for the third movie. I mean, the first movie...
When that happens, man. Yeah. You know, like, it's kind of...
Because they wanted to suddenly so cool with the first movie. The first
but you
movie...
You know what? I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the people that watch it. They put too much pressure on, like, what to expect next.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what the... I just can't understand. Like, they suddenly spiraled it down to, like, Neo gets blinded, he gets betrayed, Mr. Agent Smith comes into a real person, he crosses lines of the... You know, suddenly him being the chosen one didn't seem to matter all that much. He still had to fight all these Agent Smiths. It just got retarded. I don't know.
I know, that kind of looked, that was a little tiring, you know, like the Agent Smith guy kept showing
He takes
up.
Over every single person in the Matrix. Yeah.
Mr. Anderson.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh,
we've
God.
Been expecting you, or whatever right, he says. Right.
What, the best thing he did for the movie was give that speech at the end of the first one, when he
when
talks
he says,
about humans being
virus.
Diseases.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The best thing I heard in the movie the last 3 years.
Recently,
years.
I tried to classify your species. And I had a difficult time.
You know
but
it.
The thing that it seemed most comparable to was a virus. You endlessly multiply, depleting the resource. I mean, he was good. He was
he's
awesome.
Good, good.
Now,
who is that actor?
That his name is Hugo Weaving.
He jumped really? Right from that to one of the other trilogies we could talk about now, Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. I would say they probably took what Matrix started to do, and they took it to the next step. Not necessarily up, but I think sort of off to the side. Like doing that whole, you could have actors who in real life are the same size, but on the screen we're making them appear half the size
oh,
of the
like
one
that
next
one
to
Grimley
them.
Guy, Gimli. He was
Gimli,
a
yeah.
7'2" actor or something like that.
He was
made 4'2".
He was in the another big trilogy, the Indiana Jones trilogy. He played Indiana Jones's friend Sala. His name was John Rhys Davies, and he is a massive, massive actor whose character in Lord of the Rings was less than 3 feet tall almost. Somewhere down to my waist, somewhere like that. It was it's amazing what they were able to do. Now, I think that couldn't have been possible without The Matrix.
Outdated movie review. As in, it was new when we recorded it, but by the time you're hearing it, I don't even know if this movie's in the theaters anymore. Enjoy.
So, I went to the movies last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. How did that go?
It's, you know, the American cinema experience is pretty much...
On a Friday night, I don't believe.
It's the same thing I remember it being like. But I saw that Underworld Evolution, which was really, really cool, actually. I'm giving it...
extravaganza.
I'm giving it 2 thumbs up just from the commercials. before I saw the rest of the movie, I knew I was going to like it, but... Kate Beckinsale does take the leather off in this installment.
I'll tell you something. That's the only reason I went to see it in the first place. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
see
she's
this,
hot.
Leather clad perfection.
She's really hot.
I didn't get to see any of these commercials. What's it all about? What's the premise?
Underworld is the underground war between vampires and werewolves that's taking place right now
the
as
lichen,
we speak.
Right?
Oh yes, they're lichens.
Yes, let's be correct.
Lichen.
I didn't know what the hell that was when they first.
Lycanthropes and vampires. And so the first one is all sort of exposing the war through the eyes of this soldier who's been what they call a death dealer for 600 years. She was the only one of her family to survive back in the medieval times when a herd of werewolves came through and killed everyone in their village. And she's been killing them ever since. She's pretty badass.
they couldn't bring themselves to kill her when they just saw, you know.
It was a cool movie, you know. It was sort of Matrix-esque.
So on the scale of, sequels better than the first one, would you think?
I wouldn't say it was 100% better. I would say it was almost on the same level, though. It was definitely no worse. I thought it was on point. It was much better than I thought it was going to be.
All right.
It was different than the trailers led you to believe. There was a lot more they did with the story. Very interesting stuff that most people, seems like most... sequels today are very predictable.
Right.
They like take the story exactly where you thought it was going to go. These guys definitely threw a wrench into the whole expectation machine. I was very happy.
Well, they're securing those DVD sales by making sure we disrobe the story.
Yeah, exactly. And of
very
course,
important.
They'll probably sell it twice, like they did this the first time.
The special edition,
and then the director's cut.
Yeah.
I was like,
10 minutes more of nudity.
You figure the special edition already you're covered, but apparently not. Apparently they had a little bit more that they still held for the director's cut.
They'll taunt you, you know, making an Easter egg or something. You'll sit there with the friggin' remote for 15 minutes trying to figure out.
Yeah. where is the finally deleted scenes?
Like, I know it's there.
It's in a sub-menu of a hidden menu of a super secret
Easter world egg. We live in. You know, you rent something, you just want to sit down and enjoy the thing, and then you're sitting there, you're surfing the net for 14 hours trying to figure out how to freaking put this in the exact sequence you need.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. You need to be technologically advanced to survive.
To watch a lot of time.
The perils of entertainment these days. So that was my movie this week. The next movie I want to see is Hostiles. I heard they had to bring ambulances to the preview screenings of that because people were like being blown away by the gore, the level of disgustitude.
Well, where did they do the screening? Like in the bowels of the South?
I mean, oh no, it was the Sundance Film Festival. Sundance Film Festival.
Well, did they have the lunch or something?
I don't know. It was like they definitely said they brought the ambulance there twice. So anyway.
You know, entertainment nowadays, the only thing that's going to be satisfactory to people is the real thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
so instead of seeing a movie about getting tortured, you actually walk in and get your skin ripped off.
I know.
Well, think about it. As soon as you walk in.
And just when you thought you've had enough, one last little tidbit before we go.
People always say that it's such a bad thing that everyone watches so much TV.
No.
And I think that it's not necessarily that it's a bad thing if people watch so much TV. It's just that there is so much out there and there's so much crap out there.
Did you ever see there was this show on MTV once? I Want to Look Like a Celebrity.
Yeah,
like,
That like one guy that wanted to be J-Lo. Yeah, that shit is so good.
They had these two like identical twins who were, they were disgusting. Facial pizza and like, they looked like, you know what they looked like? A more human version of what Alec Baldwin does to himself in Beetlejuice to prove that he can be scary when that old lady with the slit throat asked them, all right, let me see what you're going to do. And
let me see what you're going to do with your face.
They had
there.
Noses and eyes that sort of just like looked like if you scale that back to what a normal person would look like, that's what it looked like.
That's ridiculous.
That's how ugly they were.
All right, like, I guess I'd want to get surgery too, but I mean, come on.
But this is who they wanted to look like. Brad Pitt.
Shut the
And they actually had these plastic surgeons price it out for them, and they had it done. They had it done. Twins. And now, I mean, it was pretty retarded to the point where they were even like, okay, I'm going to go for the more Meet Joe Black Brad Pitt. He's going for more of the Legends of the Fall Brad Pitt.
Oh, fuck up. He's one person, yo. Like,
and he's not them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's exactly. Somebody else.
Fucking freaks. You're all freaks. Go to the circus, you fucks. Were these kids really hurting, though?
No, they were.
Playing with, like, napalm in the backyard?
It looked something awful.
Holy shit.
Somebody lost a bet. Sales. Somebody lost a big bet. And it was who gets to screw the pig. And obviously the pig won.
Yo, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know.
But anyway,
you
what was.
Dealt that hand, you know.
So
what
was.
I wonder what Brad Pitt thinks of this.
Yeah, do you think Brad Pitt wants to be you?
I mean, I doubt Brad Pitt is even, like. Not even listening to this podcast. But
no,
I'm saying,
like.
Yeah.
If you want to be someone else and you alter yourself to look like someone else, can that person sue you?
Likeness rights. That is interesting. If there's any lawyers out there who would know the answer to that question, who just might happen
be
listening
to
this.
Wouldn't you have to ask the person at first, like, do you mind someone walking
around
looking
like you? And this was
televised.
I mean, it
like
was a
you?
Show, an entire
That's
episode
what I mean.
Of a show. Yeah, if there are any lawyers out there who are listening to this, email me at DaveTheClone, but spell clone with a K.
With a K.
At gmail.com.
Do you honestly have to personally contact this person and ask them, like, would you mind if I alter myself to look exactly like you?
I mean,
that would be fucking weird.
I just
dude.
Don't think that
like,
it's. I don't think it's actually possible. I mean.
I know
unless
it's not
face
be like,
off, actually, they did just do that facial reconstruction
surgery
in France.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's going to be identical.
It could be like face off. It could be. Maybe between face off and the fucking cloning sheep, they're going to be cloning faces.
And that's really what it's all about, folks, right? Getting your face cloned so that you can look like Brad Pitt if you really want to. I mean, it's all about the American dream, baby. Anyway, I hope you liked this mishmash of all kinds of random craziness. Be on the lookout for more episodes coming your way. Next time you're going to hear me explain the show Lost to Asmodeus, who has never watched an episode in his life. I want to thank Dane Cook for stopping by and telling us all about wanting to be part of a heist. He is one funny BAMF. Everyone remember to check out Red Fanny. You can find them at Podomatic and iTunes. Mr. Beige and Mr. Plaid talking about being dads. This is some Alice in Chains to rock you on out of here. More Hollow Nine coming your way soon. Be on the watch out. Later.
Get a little too hot in here now.
Yeah, so we should get some chicks to come in and take off all their clothes.
That's the second episode.